I think it would be appropriate to start the meeting with a minute silence in respect of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. So, thank you. Thank you very much. Can I invite Canon Stuart Jones to lead us in prayer? Andrew?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. In the past week, we have heard a great deal about public service, and in particular, the way in which Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, fulfilled that calling in his own life. Such a willingness to serve in a role I suspect he wouldn't have chosen when he was a young man comes from his love for Her Majesty the Queen, his love for this country, and his commitment to Christ. It was very moving before the start of the service in St. George's Chapel, Windsor, when we heard the music for the hymn, I Vow to Thee, My Country. The words capture perfectly what Prince Philip lived for and believed in. Here are the words from the second verse. And there's another country I've heard of long ago, most dear to them that love, he most great to them that know. We may not count her armies, we may not see her king. Her fortress is a faithful heart. Her pride is suffering. And soul by soul and silently, her shining bounds increase, and her ways are ways of gentleness, and all her paths are peace. Public service is a sacrifice and can often be very costly, as I'm sure many of you will be able to testify to. But when it is conducted from a foundation of love and commitment to a greater power, the power of Jesus Christ, all such sacrifice and cost are well worth it. For in him we discover the model and motivation for such service, which ultimately will lead to not just peace, but justice, mercy, and righteousness. Let us bow our heads to pray. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen.
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 Welcome to everybody to this annual general meeting. It is required by law that the first business conducted at this annual general meeting or the annual meeting of the Borough Council will be to elect the mayor for the ensuing municipal year. Can I have nominations, please?
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Godfrey.
It gives me great pleasure to propose Councillor Anthony Nixon for the office of mayor of the Borough of Stafford for the ensuing municipal year.
Is that nomination seconded?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second that.
Thank you. So that's proposed by Councillor Godfrey and seconded by Councillor Pardesi. If there are no other nominations, the motion will be put to the vote without discussion. All those in favour?
Aye.
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 I declare that Councillor Anthony Nixon to be duly elected Mayor of Stafford Borough for the ensuing municipal year.
Mr. Mayor, I now invite you to make the declaration of acceptance of office.
Aye. Anthony Nixon, having been elected to the office of Mayor of the Borough of Stafford, declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it accordingly to the best of my judgment and ability. I undertake to observe the code as to the conduct which is expected of members of the council.
Mayor, I now invite you to make your oath of allegiance.
I, Anthony Nixon, of 2 Berry Road, Stafford, ST 16 1SE, having been elected Mayor of the Borough of Stafford, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors according to law. I call upon Councillor Aidan Godfrey to address the council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Please let me congratulate you on becoming the first citizen of our borough. This is an honour for me as your proposer to address you on behalf of the council. You are now the latest holder of an office that dates back to 1614, an office held by some wonderful, dedicated people and a few rogues. Yours is indeed an ancient office. Mr. Mayor, as is traditional, I would like to tell the council a little about you. Firstly, you're a lifelong resident of Stafford, and this is something quite unusual for mayors of this borough in recent times, but I'm sure it makes the office even more special to you and your family. You attended the old Trinity Fields School before it merged with Graham Balfour, and then you went to Stafford College where you suffered physics. You studied physics and biology. Mr. Mayor, you married the Mayoress Hazel 48 years ago and have been blessed with 3 children and 5 grandchildren. I'm sure your family are all very proud of you today. There are not many people who can say they are the first citizen of the place where they were born and bred. You've lived in many parts of Stafford, but in recent years, you've resided at Berry Road in the company of a large rabbit and a duck. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot more of those in the coming year. Like the retiring mayor, Councillor Gareth Jones, you worked at Universal at Doxy, where you were for 33 years. After Universal, you moved on to work at RVS Stafford and then MOD Donington. In your public life, you were first elected to Stafford Borough Council in 1999 for the old Tillington ward and served for 4 years. You then came back to join the council again in 2019 as one of the councillors for the Littleworth ward. You're a member of the planning committee and you do seem to enjoy it. Each to his own, Mr. Mayor. And you are the Labour Group whip, so I'm always conscious of not upsetting you. For 10 years, you were a governor at Graham Balfour, and you're also on the panel of independent custody visitors for 6 years. You have a love of motorised transport and are the proud owner of a 40-year-old Triumph Spitfire. I am jealous, although I do prefer the Triumph Stag myself. You and the Mayoress are both keen motorcyclists. I believe you have 2 bikes each. This, of course, will come in very handy if the civic vehicle breaks down, which, of course, it never does because your Sergeant David will not allow it. You tell me you've had one of your bikes for 53 years, which is quite remarkable. That makes it older than nearly every member of Stafford Borough Council. I can wait. Well, I can't wait that long. In 1974, you rode it all the way to Switzerland, which must have been quite an experience. But like Steve McQueen in The Great Escape, but not quite like to see the Queen in The Great Escape. You told me you would never part with that bike, as I'm sure you will never part with the memories you will create in the coming year. Barbara Potts, your boss, reminds everybody who speaks at mayor-making that they only have 3 minutes. So unfortunately, I have no time to tell the council the interesting story of you, me, and the Duke of Clarence. I'll leave that hanging in the air for another day. Unless, of course, Mr. Mayor, new evidence comes to light. Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayoress, may I, on behalf of the council, wish you the happiest of years. I know you will both represent our borough with courtesy, good humour, friendliness, and a sense of the history of the office. Have a wonderful year, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, councillors, ladies and gentlemen. May I first thank Councillor Aidan Godfrey for nominating me and Councillor Gillian Pardesi for seconding that nomination. And my fellow councillors for the kind words of support I've received, having been given the honour to serve our wonderful borough as mayor. Thanks also to the Reverend Paul Myers for agreeing to be my chaplain during the mayoral year. Just being here before you today as Mayor of Stafford Borough is very humbling. To be the borough's first citizen at a time when the world has been turned upside down over the past year brings with it a greater expectation that this office will give something back to a community that has done so much to help each other in the face of such a terrible virus. So the Mayoress and I are committed to doing our very best to support the volunteers, the businesses, organisations and charities that make this borough such a great place to live, work and visit. In doing so, we'll be raising money for charities that are close to our hearts. The first is Stafford and District Carers Holiday Trust. The other ones will be announced later. I've been told by councillors and many past mayors that this borough is the volunteering capital of the country. We have vast numbers of selfless people who are dedicated to helping others less fortunate than themselves. They give such a lot and ask for very little in return. During our civic year, we will take every opportunity to acknowledge their selfless deeds, shine a light on their hard work, and in doing so, give a little back to those that have given such a lot. I look forward to your continued support this year. I call upon Councillor Brian Cross to propose a motion of thanks to the retiring Mayor and Mayoress.
Mr. Mayor, members, officers, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to be able to propose a vote of thanks to Councillor Evan Gareth Rowland Jones, better known to us as Gareth, and his Mayoress, Renee Robertson, who have been Mayor and Mayoress of Stafford Borough for the last two municipal years. This unique situation brought about by the pandemic is the first time for 63 years that a mayor has served 2 years in office. The last mayor to do so was Frank Redvers Green, who served in 1957 and 1958. It has been quite a busy time in the year 2019-20, with some 265 engagements pre-pandemic and only 29 in the year 2021. He's become very adept in running council meetings via Zoom or team for others. It has certainly been something we have all had to learn to live with in keeping the council functioning, and Gareth has led from the front using this technology. It has been a wonderful experience, and he has striven to be a true ambassador for Stafford Borough wherever he has gone, performing the role with great aplomb and holding up the morality with the dignity and the decorum that the status demands. Fully supported by his Mayoress Rennie, he has accepted every invitation presented to him and has nothing but praise for all the charity and voluntary sector where so many volunteers willingly give their time and work freely. He's thoroughly enjoyed visiting and meeting with all these organisations and the people who work in them. It has been a most memorable time, and recalls with fondness the visit to HMS Collingwood, where he witnessed the gun carriage race. He also enjoyed the visit to Belfour with the Twinning Association, although he did not say if he spoke the language while he was there. He also enjoyed the mayor's ball and said those that attended seemed to have had a good time. Both Gareth and Rini have enjoyed being the borough's first citizen and feel that they have both filled the role to the best of their abilities, adding the right level of gravitas or compassion where required, and they have fully earned the thanks and gratitude of us all. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is that seconded? Is that motion seconded?
It's not seconded.
All in favour?
Aye.
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 I now invite the retiring mayor, Councillor Gareth Jones, to address the council.
Thank you, Mayor. It's been a great honour to have served as Mayor of Stafford Borough for the last 23 months, from May 2019. Despite the impact of COVID-19 from the middle of March 2020 with the associated periods of lockdown, we have enjoyed our period in office and gained much from it, particularly in terms of our appreciation of the borough's diversity. Being mayor affords a wonderful opportunity to gauge the impact of the voluntary sector within the borough, and we have been very impressed with the variety of activities in this field that we have come across. We have been without fail well received. It is evident that the role of the mayor in the borough is important in the eyes of the residents and well respected. We are fortunate that there are lots of strands of activity in the borough that need to be celebrated, whether they be municipal, military, academic, religious, musical, sporting or artistic. And most of the events that we attended were well organized and enlightening. I do not think that that is the case everywhere in the land. In the short time that I've been allocated this evening, I must take care to express my gratitude. Firstly, I must thank the mayoress for her unstinting support and for her approachability and good humour wherever we went. I'm grateful for the support of Canon Stuart Jones, who has been my chaplain throughout. His contribution at the beginning of council meetings, as indicated by this evening, has been well appreciated. The office team of Barbara and Kate have been wonderfully supportive in terms of communication and planning, and it has been a joy to be managed by them. The mayor's sergeant did a great job in keeping us on the straight and narrow, and he was well supported by other drivers who delivered us to the right address at the right time without fail. I must also pay tribute to all those who supported our events. The residents of Barlaston were outstanding in this respect, as were our fellow councillors. Thank you. It was because of this support that we had such a good fundraising year for our charities. There will have been many memories of our year in office that will stay with us forever, and it would be wrong to single one out for comment. As Aidan has already alluded, I don't know how many ex-Universal Grinding employees have held the position of mayor of the borough before me, but it is a happy coincidence that as an ex-Universal employee, I passed the mayoral baton onto another ex-Universal employee, albeit one that is much younger than me. Tony, I wish you all the best for the forthcoming year, and I hope that you have an opportunity to break loose from the COVID-19 restrictions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jones. The next item of business is to appoint the Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. May I have nominations, please?
Mr. Mayor, I have the honour to nominate Councillor Peter Jones as the next Deputy Mayor for the mayoral year 2021 to 2022.
Is that nomination seconded?
Yes, that's seconded, Mr. Mayor.
If there are no other nominations for the motion, it will be put to the vote without discussion. All in favour?
Aye.
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 I declare Councillor Peter Jones to be duly elected Deputy Mayor of Stafford Borough for the ensuing municipal year. I now invite Councillor Roy James to address the Council.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a combined exit re-entry address. Councillor Peter Jones has carried out the duties and functions of Deputy Mayor for the past 24 months, tackling the task with sound common sense, coupled with a smattering of light-hearted humour. His previous experience as a mayor in 2015 has undoubtedly enabled him to support and advise the outgoing mayor during these past exceptionally difficult times. Peter is to be commended for his professionalism, loyalty, and attention to detail during his tenure as Deputy Mayor. As Peter now continues in the role for a further 12 months, I am confident, nay, convinced, that his knowledge, one might say continuous training, gained over the past 2 years, will ensure that the borough is well represented with regard to civic duties and that the incoming mayor is positively supported, enabling him to fulfil his role successfully. I believe a vote of thanks to Peter by all is warranted for a job very well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I invite Councillor Peter Jones, the Deputy Mayor, to address the Council.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayoress, members of the Stafford Borough Council and honoured guests. It's been my honour and privilege to serve as the Deputy Mayor to outgoing Mayor Councillor Gareth Jones and the Mayoress Renee Robinson during their terms of office. I'm a great believer in retaining and promoting the history of Stafford, and I feel that the mayoralty is one of the ways in which this can be achieved. I've done my utmost to support the Mayor at his various events and fundraising functions. I have been wholeheartedly supported in my duties by my wife Joy, the Deputy Mayoress. My grateful thanks to the mayoral team, especially Barbara Potts, affectionately known to us all as the Boss, and Kate for their help with everything. I'd like to thank Councillors Roy James and Roy Barron for proposing and seconding me, and to the members of the Council for once again giving me the opportunity to serve in the role again for the fourth time. I would like to wish the new Mayor, Councillor Tony Nixon, and his wife, Mayoress Hazel, and wish them all the best for a successful year, and assure them and you all that we shall do our utmost to support them in any way that we can in their year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Jones. Are you all agreed that the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 23rd of February 2021 be signed as correct? All in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
The next item of business is number four, apologies for absence.
Mr. Mayor, there's an apology for absence from Councillor Mulgrave.
Thank you. Item five on the agenda is declaration of interests.
No declaration has been indicated, Mr. Mayor.
Item six on the agenda, announcements.
Announcements. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Item seven on the agenda, public question time.
There are no public questions, Mr. Mayor.
Item eight on the agenda, councillor session.
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Item nine, notice of motion. I call on Councillor Aidan Godfrey to present his motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The motion is set out in the agenda, but I'd just like to say that although my name is recorded as a person who's delivered this motion to council, it is actually from the entire Labour group. It's hopefully something the whole council can unite on, and I look forward to hearing the council's comments. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is that motion seconded?
Seconded, Mr. Mayor, and I reserve the right to speak. Thank you.
In that case, you may speak on it, Councillor Good, Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have great pleasure in seconding this motion, which Councillor Godfrey has proposed. There have been quite a few people from the borough who have asked what, in actual fact, Stafford Borough intend doing. Those who, in fact, have been severely damaged during the COVID-19. And we in the Labour group felt that this was, in fact, one of the most appropriate ways of actually showing that we were recording this event for posterity. I therefore have great pleasure in actually seconding this motion, and I commend it to the council, please. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, there is an indication with hand up. Councillor Farrington wishes to speak.
I'm sorry, Councillor Farrington, I didn't see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and may I congratulate you, first of all, on your appointment this evening. Very nice to hear that you're Stafford born and bred. I think that in broad terms, when I finish speaking, hopefully everyone will accept the general sentiment and principle behind why I am going to propose what I'm going to propose. And I think as a general principle, everyone, of course, I imagine accepts the general sentiment behind Councillor Godfrey's proposal. The reason that I want to speak on this is that I think, as the motion itself acknowledges, there is considerable detail and further considerations to be undertaken. And obviously, we are still in the grips of a global pandemic. It's ongoing. And although there are very encouraging signs in our own communities, there's still a lot to do. And in fact, our newly elected mayor this evening said the world has been turned upside down, and indeed it has. So my group discussed this at great length, and as I've said, generally the sentiment behind the proposal is acceptable, but there are some aspects about which we feel uneasy, and I just want to give you a few examples of that. There are many families who continue to be affected by it. It's such a terrible virus. And as a group, we feel that there is a prematurity about going down a particular route. Some people might have issues with family members being included in the data, partly because the issues raise matters of privacy in the manner in which it's proposed. There are issues around data collection and retention. And there are also some who we will all be aware of who actually challenged the finding of COVID-19 as a cause of death and it being placed on a death certificate. There are other issues, for example, do we include residents of the borough only or families of those people in the borough who have loved ones who have sadly passed away outside of the borough? What do we do about cutoff dates? And so broadly, what I'm trying to suggest is that once you start to think about the detail, it becomes much more complicated. And that is why I'm going to propose an alternative along the following lines, and the alternative proposal is that the council sets up a cross-party working group to consider how best to commemorate or otherwise honour those who've been greatly affected by coronavirus. And our suggestion is that the group consists of a maximum of 8 members, 2 each from the main parties, and if they so wish to do so, the 2 remaining independent members of the council should be invited to be a part of that working group. And the aim of that would be to report back to council with suggestions and proposals as to how we take this forward. There will be no doubt many suggestions as to what might be appropriate or is felt important to include or exclude. And so the general sentiment of Councillor Godfrey's proposal is accepted, but I hope that the suggestion that we actually set up cross-party working groups so that everyone can consider how best to move forward would be the right way to go. I have forwarded a form of wording by email to our solicitor of the council. As I've said, hopefully I've explained why we propose that the motion is amended in that way. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Farrington. I've got Councillor Price, Councillor Jonathan Price.
Mr. Mayor, first, could we establish if that amendment is seconded?
I would like to second that, and that's why my hand is up.
Thank you.
I have Councillor Hood who wishes to speak.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. You can still allow Councillor Price to speak if you wish.
His hand has gone down. Councillor Price, do you still wish to speak?
Just to say that I support the motion, and as I said, I'm happy to second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Oh, and congratulations as well. I look forward to working with you, and hopefully we can attend more events going forward in the future when more restrictions are eased. And as I said, congratulations. I'm very, very pleased for you.
Thank you, Councillor Price. Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations on your appointment. I'm sure you'll do an excellent job. Yes, I accept this motion that Councillor Farrington has put forward for the reason that the Labour Group have put forward something for those who have passed away due to the pandemic. I would like the people in the borough to be honoured, those all people who sadly have lost people, and also those who have died, because I think it's very, very important that we honour those people who have worked so hard since the pandemic hit. The memory of the dead, yes, is something we must preserve, but I think equally as important is the memory of those who fought this pandemic alongside their relatives, their loved ones, and all those who have worked at fighting this pandemic. It's something that we've never seen the likes of before. And I think although a commemoration book was a nice idea, I think we have to go more far-reaching than we actually are proposing. So yes, I do accept Councillor Farrington's proposal. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does anyone else wish to speak on this? Councillor Godfrey, I see your hands up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I fully accept what Councillor Farrington said, and I think we say as much in our motion. We actually say that there is issues to be resolved, and fully expected that this would be that there would be some kind of committee form to look after this. So absolutely no problems whatsoever with what was proposed. We wanted this motion to get the ball going, a ball rolling, and the ball now is rolling, so we're happy with that.
Mr. Mayor, can I just check then, is Councillor Godfrey and Councillor Loughran happy to adopt the amended motion?
I am, yeah.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm quite happy to endorse what Councillor Godfrey has said.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That becomes the motion under discussion then.
If there is no one against the motion, do we need to proceed with a vote on this?
Councillor Loughran is indicating, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could I just say at this point that I sincerely hope that this is not now going to be something that is going to be pushed away into the dim and distant future. I think that it is something that we should be seen to be doing something about. And yes, I accept Councillor Farrington's words where he says that we do need to think quite deeply about it. But I do hope that the committee that he is proposing is set up fairly quickly and that they in fact do meet and set the ball rolling. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Winnington has indicated he wants to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations to you and to Deputy Mayor for your appointment. Just very quickly, I think this is really the right way to go. At the moment, I've got my mother's really upset because she can't go to a funeral. And we saw the Queen sat on her own at the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral. This really isn't over yet. There's still an awful lot of people who are grieving, who are upset, who feel that, that there's no closure somehow. And I think this is a brilliant idea of, and it came from the leader himself, actually, that we have this working group, because we can look at all of the different facets of grief that there are. And also, as I think has been said by the Independent, there's also a need to honour some of the good things, the good work, the communities that have been done. It's a massive challenge to actually sort of try and find a way to do that. And I think this really is a totally proper way to deal with it. Thank you.
Councillor Farrington, you wish to speak again?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very grateful to everyone with their agreement as to how best to proceed. I put my hand up simply to suggest, as a matter of practicality, that the three main parties could perhaps submit two names within 7 days to Mr. Curran, and the two independent councillors should indicate within 7 days to him whether or not they wish to be a part of that working group. So just a practical point, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Godfrey, you had your hand up and now you've lowered it again. Do you wish to come back?
I'll just come back briefly, if that's okay with you, Mr. Mayor. We wanted to get the ball rolling, as we've said, and this does get the ball rolling. We acknowledged in our motion that there will be difficulties and there'll be things to iron out. I'm pleased that there is a consensus across the council that this should be done, and look forward to it starting as soon as possible. As my colleague and friend and colleague, Councillor Angela Loughran said, let's hope this doesn't get kicked into a long grass. This is something that should happen now. And it sounds from what I've heard tonight at this council meeting that it will do. So I'm fairly pleased about that. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
So, Mr. Mayor, I've not heard anyone speak against the now adopted motion. So if you just want to check if anyone wants to speak against, if no one does, you can treat it as carried.
I will ask again in that case, does anyone want to speak against this motion as laid out by Councillor Godfrey and Councillor Farrington? In that case, we'll take it as carried. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is to receive the leader's appointments to the cabinet and the appointments of a deputy leader to the council from amongst the members of the cabinet. I ask Councillor Farrington to speak on this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I ought to remember the names of my cabinet, but sometimes I have a black spot, if that's the right word. And so really just to confirm, I would like to appoint Councillor Smith as my deputy leader and to continue as the cabinet member for resources. I would like Councillor Trowbridge to continue as the cabinet member for leisure. Councillor Price, Councillor Jonathan Price to continue as the portfolio holder for the environment. Councillor Pert to continue as the cabinet member for community and health. And Councillor Beattie to continue as the economic development and planning cabinet member. And could I give my thanks to their very hard work during the previous 12 months.
Thank you, Councillor Farrington. Now, we seem to have two items 11 on the agenda to follow, so we'll refer to them as item 11A and 11B. So if we take 11A first, to determine which committees to establish for the municipal year and their size and terms of reference, the allocation of committee seats to political groups in accordance with political balance rules, together with the formation with the nomination and appointment of councillors to serve on each committee, including the appointment of chairman and vice chairman as appropriate. I call on Councillor Farrington to speak on this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I see it, the proposals that have been set out on the list that we have, as far as I understand it, suggests that there are no votes to be taken. And I would propose that the committees and structure in accordance with the schedule that we have received be adopted.
Is that seconded?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. I have Councillor Pearce who wishes to speak.
Yeah, just to, sorry, Mr. Mayor, first of all, congratulations on your appointment. Secondly, it's a matter of regret that I shall no longer be on the planning committee, but I'm content now with what's being proposed. But I think I'm listed as an independent, whereas I represent the Green Party on the council. That might be a matter of semantics, I don't know, but I'm concerned that that isn't set out in the way I would have expected.
Could I ask the solicitor to see if that can be corrected, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, in the case of the schedule, the groups formally only consist of two or more members. So if you're not in a group of two or more members, you will be classed as an independent officially. But I think on our website and other information, we do refer to you as a member of the Green Party.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Cullen. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? In that case, we'll take it as approved. We go on now to item 11B, to consider the appointment of representatives to outside organisations. Does the leader, Councillor Farrington, wish to speak on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, as I understand it, the schedule that we have all received sets out in detail the proposals as to who should be our representative on which outside body. And again, as I understand it, there are no votes required. So if I'm correct on that, then I would just propose that we adopt the representatives as set out on the schedule.
Is that seconded?
Mr. Mayor, I'll second that. But if I could just make a comment, if that's okay with you. The comment I would make is that some strategic outside bodies, the people from or the members from Stafford Borough Council that attend them, these meetings outside bodies, should report back to the council. And I have to say, I've not heard a report from an outside body at a council meeting. Well, I don't think I ever have. And I think it's something that should be enforced. That's my comments, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Godfrey. Councillor Pearce, you're indicating again.
Mr. Mayor, I was going to make the same point as Councillor Godfrey in relation to receiving reports. Some of these committees are very important, and we should be kept informed as to what's being discussed. So I think if you take on the role as a representative of the council, the very least you can do is to report back to the council as to what's happening in those organisations. The second point I would make is that I think it's a matter of regret that once again the controlling group seems to believe that they have, as it were, the monopoly of wisdom in terms of representing the council on all these different bodies. I was pleased earlier on that we had this idea of a cross-party group, and we seem to be trying to work on a cross, well, I'd say on a cross-party basis, but with a degree of cooperation. But when it comes to these appointments to outside bodies, it seems like that goes out of the window.
Councillor Godfrey, you're indicating.
Sorry to labour a point, Mr. Mayor, but can I ask Mr. Curran if there is any reference to giving reports from strategic outside bodies to council in the constitution? Is there any mention of that should happen?
Mr. Mayor, through you, I'm not aware of the provision, but I have made a note and we'll look into it.
Does anyone wish to speak against this motion as set out? Then we'll take it as carried. We'll move on now to item 12, the review of the constitution. I call on Councillor Cook to move the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And again, congratulations on your appointment to the office. I wish you all the very, very best for the forthcoming year. Mr. Mayor, I wish to move the recommendations of the Review of the Constitution Task and Finish Group as agreed by the Resources Scrutiny Committee on the 11th of February. And I ask the council to, in turn, to agree these recommendations. In so doing, Mr. Mayor, I also wish to express my grateful thanks to all members of the Task and Finish Group and indeed to the other councillors who attended meetings for their comments, opinions, and questions, and for the time and effort which they gave to this endeavour. Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to thank all those officers who were concerned in various capacities for the smooth running of proceedings and for their advice at various stages. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does anyone second this motion?
Yeah, second up, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, Councillor Godfrey. I have two people wishing to speak, and I'm not sure who came up first. So I'll take Councillor Phillips first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations on your appointment. With regards to the review of the Constitution, I support the changes that are being made to the Constitution. However, I do wish to raise an amendment to the proposal, replace all references to he, him, his, to he, she, him, her, or his, her. As an LGBTQ ally, I'm conscious that our constitution should be representative of all members of the community, and that includes non-binary, to ensure that council members of the future from Stafford Borough LGBTQ community are comfortable with the terminology that's used. I'd like to propose that instead of replacing those references, he, him, his, he, she, him, and her, and his and her, we replace it all to their, they, and them.
I have two people waiting to speak, but I'd like to ask first, is your amendment seconded?
I'm happy to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Price. I think Councillor Loughran, your hand was up first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to say I attended the Special Resources Committee meeting to discuss the review of the Constitution, when my colleague Councillor Pardisi proposed amending all references to he, him, his, to he or she, him or her, his and her. When Councillor Pardisi put forward her proposals, some of the curmudgeonly members of the Conservative group muttered about political correctness going mad. Officers have more things to do than troll the Constitution to look for. Tonight, however, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Phillips of the Conservative group is presenting an amendment to Councillor Pardisi's initial recommendation. We know that the amendment before us tonight would not be here unless members of the Conservative group had agreed to it in a Conservative group meeting. I must now congratulate Councillor Phillips for encouraging her more churlish, perhaps Luddite, fellow councillors in the Conservative group who move into the present day, and for using Councillor Pardisi's initial proposal to bring the language in Stafford Borough Council's constitution to a level which is more representative to all members of the community living in Stafford Borough. I am supportive of Councillor Phillips' amendment and hope that perhaps in the future, members of the Conservative group will be a bit more gracious and less dismissive of proposals presented from members of the Labour group and or other political parties. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Cook, is this amendment acceptable to you?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Mayor.
Does anyone wish to speak against the amendment? Mr. Curran, can we then proceed to, do we need to proceed to a vote or can we take it as acceptable?
Mr. Mayor, it's been moved and seconded by Councillor Cook and Godfrey, who agreed to adopt the revision. I see that Councillor Farrington has now indicated to speak.
Councillor Farrington.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I simply raised my hand, not in relation to the discussion that has just taken place, but I've noticed a technical error in relation to part three, which refers to the Eviction Act of 1977. I wonder if that could be corrected, please, to properly reflect the appropriate statute, which is the Protection from Eviction Act 1977.
Mr. Curran, have you got any comments on that?
Yes, I can make those amendments, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. In that case...
Mr. Mayor, so you would just leave a right of reply to the mover of the motion if they wish to exercise it, and then if no one wishes to speak against, you can treat it as carried.
Well, if no one else does wish to speak against it, we'll take it as carried. Thank you. The next item is to appoint...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, Councillor Pardisi.
Yeah, just one comment, Mr. Mayor. Following the review, I have to say the fact that references to chairman and chairmen remain in our constitution makes a mockery of our equality and diversity policy. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Pardisi. Item 13, to appoint a town warden for the ensuing year. Councillor Farrington, do you wish to come in on that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, could I thank Sue Savage for her hard work and great efforts, particularly during the difficult last 12 months. She has carried out her duties as the town warden exceptionally well. And as we all know, she's very much associated with St. Mary's Church. And so on that basis, I have pleasure in proposing that Sue Savage is reappointed as the town warden for the ensuing year.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Does anyone wish to speak against this appointment? In that case, we'll take it as carried. Item 14, any items referred from the scrutiny committees?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Well, that concludes the meeting. Thank you all for attending, and good evening.
Well done, Mr. Well done.